Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Power of Influence, Natural Selling, and Success Coaching. In this video and podcast, I show you how today's sales and marketing techniques and today's modern salesperson functions in the same way as a success teacher, and as a self-development coach, and even a spiritual teacher, or a so-called spiritual healer, who all create a space for the student or the client to discover their own power or to discover what they really want and then help them get it. Each of these professions finds out needs and helps the client or student achieve their desires by influencing them to believe they can achieve them and inspire them to believe in themselves. All healthy leadership relationships are built upon the power of influence, where someone has what you want and who has been where you are, whether that is knowledge, wealth, health, relationships, spiritual awareness, creativity, success keys, business knowledge, etc. They have some sort of awareness level that you don't have yet. They know the pathway to follow to get you where you want to go. And it is a natural evolution for anyone who has attained a certain high level of mastery and awareness to then become a guide, mentor, and a teacher of what they have learned on their adventure of awareness. So regardless of your profession, if you are in any way in a position where others look to you for guidance because you are an authority about something or have a great deal of experience about something or a great level of mastery about something, then you are a person of influence. Or if you desire to become a person of influence, to achieve a certain level of mastery for your own success and to help other people succeed and be happy, healthy, and wealthy in life, then you will get great insights from this video and podcast. So enjoy my video and podcast, The Power of Influence. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance you desire. If you like this video, please share it with your friends, or if you listen to a podcast, please bless them, bless your friends with these amazing teachings, and share it with them. Come visit me at Zakaran.com for more an amazing array of support and guidance to help you become a conscious creator of reality. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The Power of Influence, Natural Selling, and Success Coaching, or Inspiring People to Greatness. As a success and law of attraction coach, as well as a health, healing, and spiritual guide and teacher, I have for decades offered personal guidance and coaching sessions to do my best to guide people into more divinely supportive and empowering directions, to connect them to something that everyone desperately wants, whether they know it or not, which is to connect to their source, to their higher self, their Christ self, to their God presence, whatever you want to call it, to achieve a higher state of awareness, or to use old school terminology, to get to feel the presence of God within them, or to use more New Age terminology, to experience a state of enlightenment. Now, if that person does not trust me and therefore is not open to receiving my guidance, I can't help them. It is impossible to help a skeptical person because their mind is not open, and there's no point in trying to change their minds. So in a personal session, I don't have to sell myself because they aren't going to pay me for a session unless they already trust me and have faith that I can help them. As an example, years ago, one person pondering getting a session from me asked if I offer some sort of guarantee that if they're, you know, not satisfied with my services, or they don't receive some sort of spiritual breakthrough and enlightenment or whatever they're looking for, Will I give them their money back? And I couldn't help but laugh and proceeded to write to them that I am just a facilitator. I'm an influencer. I create a space that hopefully facilitates a space of ease and grace for the client to more easily achieve a connection to their source, but that ultimately it's up to the client, it's up to them and their openness and ability to allow source to do its thing. I'm not creating a so-called healing or channeling some sort of energy that only I can do. The fact is everyone is always connected to their source, and it's just a matter of getting out of their own way to feel the energy of source. And a good facilitator, a good influencer, which is what a good salesperson is, what a good teacher or coach or influencer is, helps the student to open and receive what is already there for them. Needless to say, this person didn't pay for a session because skeptical people are lazy people who expect to pay for something and then get magic or expect to get nothing, get things for free. You know, they just magically pay the money and then miraculously they're enlightened. Poof, all their worries are miraculously gone with the magic pill or the magic incantation. The point is, it's always up to the person and their openness and their willingness to change and their willingness to allow themselves to be guided and directed and to follow that guidance and direction. And whether you're a salesperson, a lover, a parent, a boss, an employee, a coach, a teacher, a spiritual guide, a doctor, a CEO, a president, a manager, etc., if you don't have the spiritual and psychological awareness necessary to optimally influence other people to make optimal decisions for their own well-being and abundance, for them to make the right decisions, and for things that are going to ensure their abundance and well-being and abundance of everyone concerned, then you are not effective at your job or your position, and your happiness, well-being, and abundance will be compromised. And you're probably not going to be making any money. Because all life is a sales job. All relationships are sales jobs. Not in the old-fashioned perspective of the belief that you must convince someone against their will that they need something that they probably don't really want or need. But instead, your duty as a person of awareness is to do your best to, instead of convince people to do something, you influence and inspire them to do something that is in their best interest and the best interest of others. It is your duty as a person who has a vision and understands the deeper aspects of life, such as why we are here, why we want what we want, and when you as a master understand a gentler, more easy pathway to achieving a more abundant and happy life than working your ass off, it is your duty to do your best to influence people to take that path rather than the pathway that is full of peril and at least old and boring and just a drudgery. But only if people truly want it. And here's where you as a person of influence can get into trouble. Because people are fickle and indecisive and say they want to change, but then they do the opposite of what they are saying. People fall into their old patterns again and again because they still have old momentum driving them to this behavior. The old momentum is the proverbial devil on the shoulder tempting them to their destructive or maybe even just old boring, safe, secure, fear-based, victim-oriented, powerless, helpless behavior. And at the same time, they have the proverbial angel on the under shoulder trying to influence them to more supportive behavior. As a teacher, as a salesperson, as a guide, coach, etc., you are that angel. Unfortunately, your voice may sound like a whisper to them compared to the voice of the devil, when compared to, you know, the old loud patterns screaming back at them to come back to safety and to their comfortably numb old existence. Because change is scary, and people like to feel secure and safe. Change is scary because it is mysterious and unknown. But the mystery of the unknown is the real spice of life. And the adventurers and the thrill seekers and the sports enthusiasts and the travelers and the business entrepreneurs and the artists and the dancers and the actors and the filmmakers, etc., understand this. And they always want more. And the result of humanity, the rest of humanity wants the thrills and the mysterious unknown as well, but their old fear momentum keeps calling them back to safety, and so they resist their own desire and dreams for change and excitement and more wealth and more fun and more travel and better relationships and more inspiring careers, etc. And because you understand the psychology of humanity, that they all want change, but everyone is a creator here to create that change. As a master of change, it is your solemn duty to influence people, to make decisions that are in their best interest. It is not your job to convince someone that they should change. And there is nothing more annoying than someone who is trying to convince you to do something or change when you don't really want to. And ultimately, it is impossible to do so anyway. People just dig in their heels and they resist even more. The only way to influence someone to buy your products or your service or your coaching services, etc., or to implement the coaching you are giving them is you must get them to a place where they are inspired and they influence themselves to take action. People won't buy a product or an idea and take action unless they decide it is in their best interest. And the pathway to guiding them to make their own decisions that are in their best interest is a subtle and very masterful journey. And this influence mostly happens when trust and belief comes into play. They must trust you and have faith that you have their best interests at heart. And they must trust and have faith that you know the pathway to helping them get what they want. My entire business life is all about influencing people to make decisions that are in their best interest. I understand that every person that comes across my path is a vibrational match to what I know and believe and what I want and what I teach and what I'm also selling, because everything I'm selling, whether that's products or guidance or lifestyle improvement or freedom or wealth or travel or better relationships or greater spiritual awareness or source connection or just plain joy and fun, whatever I'm selling, it is something that I know can radically improve the quality of a person's life because it has improved the quality of mine. And so, of course, I'm inspired to share it. If a person is selling something that has created a story in their life, in other words, if they have an epiphany story to tell, then they are selling their product with the power of influence because they have had a personal experience, an epiphany from using this product or training, etc., like the epiphanies that I have had, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing. But someone just selling theoretical benefits must try to convince. They have to try to convince a customer to buy because they have no story, no inspiring story to tell, because they have, you know, no epiphany. They've had no emotional experience. They're not yet true believers. Well, I am a true believer in the amazing benefits of my wholesale travel club and my wholesale travel business. I have had countless amazing travel adventures around the world, and I've saved thousands upon thousands of dollars on my travel. I have had the pleasure of traveling with absolutely amazing, like-minded, fun people from all around the world, and I've experienced nothing but non-stop joy and adventure, and yes, money and freedom from my company as well. So I'm well and truly a true believer. And I know that with my company and our support and our training and our product, etc., literally anyone with a passionate desire for more travel and more freedom and more money with tenacity and persistence can make their dreams come true with this platform. And at the very least, just travel more often than they could have ever thought possible and cheaper than they ever thought possible. I know that what I have, absolutely everyone wants more of. I know that my platform is literally the answer to millions of people's prayers, and I understand that every person who comes across my path has asked the universe for the blessing that my company and our products provide. But I also understand that most people are ruled by their old momentum. Their old patterns are still at play in their life, hindering them from making changes that would improve their life. Their old fearful devil on the shoulder is always calling them back to the safety of mediocrity and the safety of what they know. That old momentum is saying, "Beware of danger, Will Robinson." And I understand that their source is the proverbial angel on the shoulder, always calling them to the mystery, calling them to the exciting unknown, calling them to what they truly want, calling them to their desires, calling them to fun and joy and love and everything that they want. And the voice is added to that, and my voice, along with their source's voice, is added to that call. I'm emphasizing, guiding them to that call. But our voices, their source and my voice, can only be heard when that person is focused upon their dreams and desires. But as soon as they revert to the old pattern and listen to the voice of fear, their own source, their higher self, their God presence, and my voice, calling them to greatness, calling them to wealth and to joy and well-being and to travel and adventure and amazing relationships and fun and excitement, etc., is drowned out by their old momentum, by the old voice of fear. And when my voice can no longer be heard because of the ear-piercing drumming of fear, I know it is time to move on to the next person that has called me to them to help them bless their life. And this is where teachers and coaches and managers and persons of influence get into trouble. They keep trying to get those persons that have reverted back to their old momentum to change their minds. But this is a waste of time and energy, because even if you can convince them to change, they will more than likely just quit and go back again to the safety of their old fear-based mediocrity. As a person of influence, looking after the best interests of others, the most powerful leverage you have to influence others is by your example. You must be the kind of person that other people are inspired to be like. Just like your epiphany story, your life story, and your vibration are the most influential tools in your toolbox to help you inspire and guide people to listen to the guidance of their own source and make decisions and take action towards their own interests, because they want to experience their own epiphany in life. Your most powerful leverage as a person of influence is to be a leader. And a leader does not push from behind. A powerful, effective, influential leader pulls from the front and inspires others to follow them, to believe that they are leaders too. Everyone is the leader of their own life first, and then when a person has mastered being self-guided, then they are qualified to become a leader of others. But their ability to lead themselves is their most powerful influence, because it inspires others to believe that they can trust their own guidance and make their own decisions, and trust that they will make the right decisions that will improve the quality of their life and even inspire others to improve the quality of their lives. So we all want to succeed and achieve our desires, and all business is sales. All relationships are sales, in the sense that we naturally influence others to feel good or feel bad. We all have the ability to influence others in positive ways or negative ways. We all need profit and wealth. The tricky part is to not repress and deny this desire for wealth and financial success, but to just make that a given, and trust that it is coming, that money and success is coming, and then set aside and focus upon our customer or our client and determine what they need the most or want the most. It is a given that we want them to buy and we want to profit from that sale. And it is ludicrous to deny that. If you try to deny it, the customer or client's just going to feel that denial. But the key to being a master of influence is to now focus upon the customer or client and discover what is in their best interest, not what is in your best interest. It is our job to get them to open up and tell us their needs, wants, and desires, and what is lacking in their life that we can possibly fill with our product or service. So it is necessary to ask them, what do you want? Why do you want? And why do you want what you want? Why do you do what you do? What do you like about what you do? What do you dislike about what you do? What's lacking in your life, your career, your business, etc.? And what are you doing to change that? What is important to them? It is your duty as a person of influence, as a natural seller, to find out what the person's needs are and then help them fulfill those needs with your service or product. If, in fact, your product or service can fulfill those needs, or if it does not, to even then still continue to fulfill their needs by finding someone else or some other product or service that can fulfill their needs, you know, by just referring them to a friend. You don't get a sale in that instance, but you get the satisfaction of being able to help someone. And you get their thanks and appreciation because you help them fulfill their need. And maybe they will refer you to other people who your product and service can fulfill. Long-term thinking. The point is, as the late, great Jim Rohn is continually quoted, you'll get what you want when you help enough other people get what they want. So, accept your power to influence people, to make decisions that will improve the quality of their lives, and admit that you want to succeed, that you want to profit from your services and your product sales, etc. Admit that you want to be free and wealthy. Admit that you want lots of money and you want lots of success and you want lots of freedom. And know that everyone else does too. And then let's go out there and help people get what they want. Let's influence and inspire people to believe that they too can make their dreams come true. Be a person of influence and stop trying to convince people that they need to change. No one needs to change anything. You're not looking for people who need to change. You're looking for people who want to change, who must change. It is an absolute, definite imperative that they change their lives because they're so dissatisfied with the life that they have, or they have a burning desire to achieve something new. You're looking for people who absolutely must change, whose desire for change overshadows the old fear-based patterns that are sabotaging their success and happiness. You're looking for those souls, those adventurers who are listening to and hearing the call of their dreams and the call of their source more than they hear the call of the old tribe calling them back to the safety of the cave. You're looking for eagles with vision that can see where you're heading and can see that you are the leader that knows where they are going and how to get them there. So be the kind of leader who attracts other leaders. Now, if you'd like to discover a clear pathway through the jungle to help you more easily create what you want in your life, if you passionately desire more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life, then let's you and I lock arms and work and play together. Let's show you a way to radically improve the quality of your life by helping you become a person of great influence. Let's help you start making lots of money and having the freedom to spend as much time as you want with your family and friends. Let's help you create the life of your dreams. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, and I'll give you a free consultation and show you a way to start building for yourself your very own fun freedom and fulfillment machine, and get you traveling the world at crazy low prices like what I do. And I'll support you the entire way to help you achieve the success you desire and make your dreams come true. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's get you on the road to freedom. Thanks for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And if you got something, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, podcasts, audios, products, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakarbon.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my Master Keys of Success and Freedom book, audio, and video series at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakarbon, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and thanks for sharing it with your friends. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!